USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The latest Democratic presidential debate is set for Tuesday night in Ohio, with a dozen presidential candidates set to take the stage. Aside from the front runners, such as former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, many Americans will also get their first look at wealthy businessman Tom Steyer, who's also running for president. Fort Worth, Texas Police Chief Ed Krause says he wants his city to know that he understands their frustrations over the death of Atiana Jefferson. Former police officer Aaron Dean has been arrested and charged with Jefferson's murder. Former Assistant District Attorney Andrew Stoltman tells Fox News, though, we need to remember one thing.
You have someone pointing a gun at a police officer at 2:23 in the morning in a really, really bad neighborhood. He shoots. Should he have identified himself? Of course.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is defending his economic record. The president tweeted that the median household income is at its highest point ever, ever, ever. He says more people are working in the U.S. today than any time in history. The president also tweeted that those numbers are tough to beat for radical left Democrats and the media. Four federal inmates in the Lone Star State had one thing on their mind when they escaped a few days ago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Texas authorities say after the men escaped from the federal prison camp in Beaumont, Texas on Saturday, they apparently made a beeline for a liquor store where they purchased several bottles of whiskey. The whiskey was found to be in their possession along with newly purchased cell phones when they were captured not far from the prison just a few hours later. The prison located an hour east of Houston, they're back inside now where they're facing additional charges to what they were in there for to begin with.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NFL is currently celebrating its centennial season. Former Buffalo Bills coach Marv Levy, who's 94 years old, would like to see the NFL clubs honor our greatest generation, the World War II veterans. He joins Fox News and explains why.
Well, Brian, every year the league does have one of their games which they dedicate to the people in service, and that is great. But now, with the 75th anniversary coming, with the number of World War II veterans diminishing so, I think this would be a great year to call for each team, I should say, to dedicate at one of their games remembrance of the so-called, and I believe it, greatest generation. Now, while there are still some here, and so the people in the United States can remember what was done so many years ago.
World War II did claim the lives of 21 active or former NFL players and all, a former head coach, and a team executive. And finally, a Northern California farmer is the winner of the 46th annual Half Moon Bay World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off. This year's winning pumpkin weighed 2,200 pounds. Now, he not only gets bragging rights for that giant gourd, but also scores a $1,500 first place prize. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.